found the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. The number. Rolando wants to get in here. He's been waiting to talk about Laramie Tunsil, but everybody's talking about Laramie Tunsil today. What up, Rolando? How are you?
I'm fine. Just dealing with the traffic in Dallas right now. I want to talk about Tunsil and the Sean Watson that I was just talking about. If I was any GM other than the Texans, I would never trade for Laramie Tunsil. Just to Lance's comment about him, does he have to make a deal for him to come to practice? No, I already made a deal with you. Isn't he like the highest paid left tackle? Why do I have to make a deal with you to come to practice? We made a deal with you already. Come to practice. I'm not giving you some money so I can hire a left tackle that is going to come to practice to perform on Sunday. Like, that's so stupid. Why? This generation is so dumb. I hate to be part of it. And the Sean Watson, that no trade clause just scares me so much as a Texans fan. Like, he can choose to go to Carolina only. Like, I'm only going to play for Carolina. That's it. And the Texans are screwed. And I hate that. That just sucks. Y'all have a great day.
Yeah. Well, that's what you give up when you give a no trade clause. I don't think you thought that anybody saw this coming. You know, what has happened here with this organization, what happened with the Deshaun situation. No, I don't think anybody saw that coming. There's been no trade clause. I mean, it happens with superstars. I want a no trade clause. Okay, well, you're going to be here. So it doesn't matter. We're paying you $40 million a year.
I get it. Players want control. But superstar quarterbacks don't get traded. Shouldn't that have been a concern, like a red flag? Why does this guy want a no-trade clause? Is he planning at some point to ask out because so he can control his destiny? When do successful superstar quarterbacks get traded?
Yeah.
So that would have been, hold on.
What is the best quarterback that's been traded?
Like actual on-field performance beforehand. And yeah. He still got traded.
While he was good, yeah.
I can't think, because you don't do it.
You just don't do it.
So that's why all the talk about Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, you know how hard that would first be to sell to a fan base to trade him, and why all the speculation seems ridiculous, like it won't happen? Because you don't do that. So, Deshaun won't, now he has allegedly done things that have hurt the cause, but even the price that the Texans want has been somewhat prohibitive. And the fact that, you know, people don't know his status has hurt the cause as well. So it's very difficult to get these deals done. And I would have thought as soon as he asked for it, the thought is he's going to be here forever because he's so good and we want him around. And he's already giving himself a way out and ability to control that way out. I would have been a little concerned, but you know, I always think to plan for the worst possible outcome. Rarely do people do that, and now the Texans are paying for it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because was he going to turn down the contract if they say no?
Listen, David Mulugeta has got a history of guys who are not easy and not easy to deal with. And Deshaun now falls under that category as well. And that might have been the agent just saying, oh, listen, we got a superstar quarterback. Are you really not going to sign this because you won't give him a no-trade clause? Are you planning on trading him?
Are you really going to turn down this guaranteed money because we won't give you a no-trade
clause? Well, he'll get guaranteed money anywhere. Don't worry.
Sure, but you can control him for how many years with the franchise tag?
Yeah.
So are you going to pull a Kirk Cousins? Because I guess you could do that.
He was dealing with Jack Easterby and Bill O'Brien.
Well, I know they're idiots.
Well, they're idiots, and they did give.
But that should have been the first clue that something was in the offing. If he's like, you know what, I like a no trade. Like, I'm not giving you a no trade. I'm making you the highest paid quarterback in football. You're not getting a no trade.
Yeah. So he started the call with Tunsil, which is interesting because, you know, we were talking about John Wall before. Tunsil might be a case. Remember you had to give up a draft pick to get rid of Brock Osweiler?
Uh-huh.
Tunsil, now, it's not going to be the case with Tunsil, I hope. But when you're talking about $22 million, 2 years left, 22 each. Plus, you're going to have to extend them starting at 22 because your extension is not going to be, I doubt it's going to be less than 22. And you're talking about a guy who wouldn't even show up because he had a thumb injury. Guys are wrapping their hands up, and they are playing through broken hands, broken knuckles, broken. NFL linemen are just, and Tunsil, who was supposed to be out for 5, 6, 7 weeks, whatever it was, missed 12.
Yeah.
This is the guy that I'm going to give $22+ million a year to over a long haul. A guy who you have to negotiate to go to practice for with. I mean, you have to negotiate with him to go to practice. He might be, I haven't looked at it this way, but he might be untradeable.
Other NFL fans won't know the intricacies of all that's gone on here. They'll just know the Texans are dumpster fire and go, hey, of course he wouldn't want to play for you. Bring him here.
Yeah.
But when you start to hear the stories and you kind of understand what the deal is, it isn't such of a like a clear let's do it done deal when you think about it. That's a guy, like, he's an offensive lineman. These are guys who, you know, have fined each other for being public about being, I guess, reaching out and being like, you know, when they did the whole, they still do it now, but the guys announced where they're from. And wasn't there one offensive line group that decided they didn't want to be a part of it? And if you did it, you got fined. Like when you go on the Sunday night game and you go, I'm, let's say, John Runyon. I just pulled up a name out of my butt. Blah, 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 from Michigan. There was like an offensive line group who fined themselves for having to do it because that is the mentality. We don't look for fame. We just want to block for a quarterback. And Lance has pointed it out quite a bit. Laremy Tunsil's about that life. And you're making deals with him like he's a wide receiver.
Right, right.
Like he's a guy, like, or a corner. And all the diva stuff that comes with that. I don't know if everyone knew the deal about Laremy Tunsil, if they'd be all in on getting him. They just think, supreme talent, let's get him. I don't know if I want my offensive lineman not wanting to practice and deals needing to be made like Rolando
said. But have you seen the drip?
Does that help him block? He's a talented player.
Do you see the drip?
Yeah, but do you see the contract extension he'll want as soon as you trade for him?
Yeah. Art Vandalay says Matthew Stafford traded.
True.
True. Matthew, 12 years in, though. 12 years into his career.
He was 30-plus years old, yes. Yeah. And he had not won a lot, and Detroit was rebuilding. There are a lot of issues that come into play that led to that trade happening.
But that's a star quarterback being traded.
And it led
maybe the best quarterback that I can remember being traded.
And it led to a Super Bowl win. So the Rams are about that all-in stuff, and it worked out for them.
But it took the perfect situation. Yeah. Would Detroit have given up on him 5 years ago?
No, they didn't.
No.
No, it was new coach, new management. Right. Let's start over because it obviously is not going to work here. Let's try to recoup something for Matthew Stafford and see if we can rebuild. And the Texans are in somewhat similar fashion. They're trying to recruit something and rebuild, but it's not because of their choice. If he hadn't done what he allegedly has been accused of and also didn't ask for a trade, they'd be more than happy to keep him on the roster.
Mm-hmm. 809 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, but you're just trying to delay.
Delay what?
That, talking about your stupid sport.
No, that was a caller who took us off topic.
Well, I know. He did take us off topic. Nice job, Rolando, when we could have been talking about Carly Lloyd.
What did you call her again? What did you call the story? Just a woman complaining?
No, I didn't say just a woman complaining. I said it was a woman who's complaining.
Yeah.
You said...
I said a wash player. Complaining.
Yeah.
You said, it's just another story of a woman complaining.
Apparently she was on Hope Solo Speaks podcast.
What did you say the name of the show should be?
Hope Solo Speaks Talks. Or maybe Talks. Yeah.
Mm. That's not what he said, Tyler. I'll tell you in the break.
Here's what she said. The 2-time Olympic gold medalist said she dreaded going to work her last 7 years. Even within our squad, the culture has changed. It was really tough and challenging to be playing these last 7 years. To be quite honest, I hated it. It wasn't fun going in. It was only for love of the game, really, for me. I wanted to win, and I wanted to help the team. But the culture within the team was the worst I've ever seen it. And Hope Solo agreed with Lloyd. She said she always loved training, but she did not enjoy being around the team. I wanted to work my butt off. I wanted to play games, but I didn't want to be around everybody in the culture of the team. It was really difficult. I don't think people understand how difficult emotionally and mentally that is. Lloyd was the only player not to take a knee.
Yes.
Prior to the bronze medal game in the Summer Olympics, Lloyd made it clear as far back as 2016, she thought that the kneeling was a distraction. Solo was also outspoken about the kneeling. She said last year that Megan Rapinoe, who... Who was the first...
So ridiculous.
Was the first U.S.
She's only maybe the most famous U.S. soccer player. What do you call her? Rapinoe?
Rapinoe.
Okay.
Was the first U.S. women's soccer player to kneel in 2016. She tried to bully teammates into joining the movement.
Mm-hmm.
Rapinoe's a bully now.
Rapinoe. She's a bully. Hope Solo's... She couldn't have fought off Megan Rapinoe. She couldn't have fought back. She couldn't have pushed back. The woman married Jeremy Stephens. She couldn't have pushed back.
You better be ready to throw hands.
Hope Solo like stealing vans and going out gallivanting and drinking. So.
Yeah. She couldn't have pushed back on Megan Rapinoe.
If you're married to Jeremy Stephens, you better be ready to throw hands. And
speaking of bullies.
You can...
You can
take Megan Rapinoe.
Yeah, I don't think calling Megan Rapinoe a bully may be the case, but I'm not concerned about Hope Solo and her ability to handle Megan Rapinoe.
So what about your team's culture? How about this? Bronze. Congratulations.
Bronze in what? The Olympics?
Yeah, in the Olympics.
Did that happen? I don't pay attention unless it's the World Cup. Did they win the last World Cup? Thank you.
Yeah, I don't. But the culture was terrible.
Yeah, I know. I mean, all those championships they've won, terrible culture.
Yeah. Oh, and then they're complaining about their money, blah, blah, blah.
And in fact,
complain.
You mean because they're athletes? They're complaining, right?
Yeah. You
mean
just play, Carly? Shut up and kick.
Carly Lloyd and Hope Solo were actually. I went on to read the article a little bit more, and like you, and apparently they were upset that they settled. Like. They were upset with the women's national team for settling because Carly Lloyd has made appearances on her Instagram and other podcasts, said she was upset about them settling the lawsuit. She wasn't happy. She also talked about the roles. People weren't accepting their roles. Like, just play. The role you're given is what you're supposed to do.
Thank you. Yeah. Shut up and kick.
At least it's shut up and kick and not shut up and cook like I thought you were going to say.
No. No, they kick. Shut up and dribble. Shut up and kick.
I understood, but there are also times, hey, stop talking and go in there. You've also said stuff like that.
I've never said that.
Not about the women's soccer team, but other times.
No, I've never said anything like that in my life.
Okay. No, what you do is you say that. You go, actually, I'm the one who cooks at home to make it better. You soften it, but actually, in my home, I'm the one who cooks.
I am the one
cooking.
Who cooks. I know. I cooked last night.
Understood.
Wonderful hamburgers from Pete's Fine Meats.
Oh, so those tomahawk steaks were when?
Just one. I just grabbed one tomahawk steak.
Okay.
Made that. My wife was going to see Tim McGraw. Mm-hmm. And so I had nice steak. And then last night I made her those delicious burgers.
You didn't go to Tim McGraw?
Hmm?
You didn't go to Tim McGraw?
I didn't go to Tim McGraw. No. No.
Yeah, it wasn't at Justin's place, so you weren't going to go.
No. Yeah, I don't, I'm not.
It wasn't death metal. So
I'm going to that other guy. I'm going to go see somebody.
Garth Brooks?
No, not Garth Brooks. Anyway, I'm going to go to one of the rodeos.
Chris Stapleton.
I'm going to Chris Stapleton. Yeah. So that'll be fun. But I don't want to go all that. I don't drink now like you. I don't want to be around people.
Oh, it's Lent, right?
Yeah, it's Lent.
It's got to be rough for you.
It's terrible. It's the worst. I hang out with people like you who don't drink.
I wouldn't say we hang out.
Yeah, this is hanging out.
I would just say I'm here because you don't have your buddy here.
No. I don't want my buddy here. He was wrong about all these 40 times, wasn't he?
Yeah, no one's going to run under 4-3.
4-3. Oh, yeah?
Look at that.
You lost that little wager, didn't you, Lance?
Not a real draft expert, I'd say.
Hey, time to talk about my peeps over at Chastain Ford. Listen to this, okay? Bronco order banks are closing on March 7th. So if you want to order a Bronco... Anyone, if you're on the fence, order it. Monday is the last day. And, oh, by the way, truck month is here. So you can still build and price a 2022 Ford F-150. Get this, 0% down for 60 months financing, 0 cash down, 0 payments for 90 days. Lock in on the price. Listen, I'm telling you, other dealerships are not, they're marking their deals up $5,000 and $10,000. Chastain Ford is giving you 0% for 60 months, 0 cash down, 0 payments. Are you kidding me? Listen, they've got pre-owned vehicles as well. as well. High quality pre-owned inventory, no dealer add-ons. 90% of their pre-owned vehicles are certified, and they'll also buy your vehicle and give you top dollar. You're looking for the best way to get into that Ford car or truck, or on their pre-owned, in their pre-owned department, they've got other vehicles as well, and they're certified. You can find out what certified is all about at ChastainFord.com. You can do it all online, or you can go in and see it for yourself. That's the way I like to do it. On 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. Go see my peeps over at Chastain Ford.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Dell at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. An article out today says we need to get Alperen Sengun starting instead of Christian Wood. I don't know. You got a year left on Christian Wood's deal. I think you want to, don't you want to up his value as much as possible to possibly trade him this offseason?
What is going to happen in the next 19 games or so, whatever the rest of the schedule looks like, to make that happen? Because all the reports, not all the reports, but the reports on Christian Wood is he's not a great teammate, not a great person to have in the locker room.
Yep.
Everyone knows his talent. I don't think the talent or showcasing it is a problem. It's the guy. And didn't he miss a game, or wasn't he suspended for a game this year for not checking in because he was upset?
He was upset with KPJ in the halftime. KPJ left the stadium.
Was he upset with KPJ, or I thought he got benched, and when they asked him to come back in, then...
No. He just wouldn't go in the second half.
Yeah.
He refused to enter the game.
And then he got suspended for
because
the next
game. How John Lucas got on him at halftime about their effort.
Aw. Oh, poor baby. So that's the guy you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Is this the? So I don't know if it'll be anything about his ability to play the game. It'll be, do we really want this guy who's publicly and privately complained about touches to be on our team? A young team wouldn't want him. They've seen how he's kind of responded to be on a bad basketball team.
He's a piece for a team that's already there, right there.
Is a veteran team going to want a guy? Like, for example,
is he going to be able to pull this crap on a veteran team?
For example, at the trade deadline, Miami Heat team, people thought Miami Heat fans were thinking about, hey, can we trade Duncan Robinson for his in a first round Tyler Hero? Yeah, good luck. I remember all that stuff about Tyler Hero. Look at him now. But the first round pick of Duncan Robinson potentially for Christian Wood because they need a four, because can PJ Tucker handle the playoffs if he's the only guy, because they've had some injury issues at the time. And I was like, Christian Wood complains about touches now. When he's not playing in the fourth quarter because he goes different lineup, is that going to work out? Is he going to keep his mouth shut because he's on a path to a title for a guy who is clamoring for respect, who wants to be known as didn't he tweet out earlier this week or last week, I want to be known as one of the best power forwards or one of the best players in the game. So he's a guy grasping at respect. Will he just sit back and go, sorry, Christian, you're not good for our defensive lineup, so you're not going to play in the fourth quarter playoff games? Is he going? If he's willing, if he was willing to sit back and take it, sure. But he doesn't seem like the type.
No.
So that's what a team who has championship aspiration has to consider. Is that a guy who's going to help us and just go into a role?
Would it be the first time that a team picked up a guy with an attitude or any kind? But he had the kind of game and potential that he has.
No, it hasn't. But if he was third,
he is at least. But here's the deal: is how many more picks do the Rockets need?
I mean, they're getting into Sam Presti OKC territory. Yeah. Where it's like, are you ever going to cash in on any of this?
Well, hopefully. Really? I would hope that Green, Jalen Green, or Sengun and Christopher showed some stuff too. Yes. Well, here's the deal, though, is I'm watching. You look at all of the Rookie of the Year stuff. Jalen's been around. It ain't like Jalen ain't been playing.
No.
Jalen is being totally ignored.
Well, he should be. I mean, he's had some good games recently, but he has been...
He's been... bad.
He's been not good for most of the year.
No, he's been bad at times.
Like, you have Evan Mobley on a playoff team. So, yeah, he's going to get overshadowed.
Yeah.
He hasn't shot the ball well. I mean, we were talking about it last week. We had a when you were being lazy in a foreign country, Rafael Stone joined the show. Myself, Lance, and Bun B were asking him questions. And at the end of the – so we had him on talking about the progress they're trying to make. But at the end of the show, we were talking about their next game. And we were talking about how sometimes – I think someone said Jalen Green sometimes shoots 4 for 19. I'm like, sometimes? It feels like a common occurrence he's shooting 4 for 19. That has changed in the last couple weeks or so. And that has to continue to get better. And I probably shouldn't have compared them to Sam Presti and the OKC Thunder because that has been going on for years now. The Rockets being bad has been a year plus now. It hasn't been a thing for that long. But like you said, how many picks are you going to need?
But no, with all the picks that they've got from the Nets and the trade and all of the stuff that they got going on, they don't need another, you know what? They need some kind of a decent young player. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? If they could have pulled the trigger and you know, Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero, whatever, that kind of a deal that they were trying to make when those guys were just coming on would have been nice.
Yeah, and the sixth man of the year is going to be Tyler Hero. He's the clear favorite for that. So back when the James Harden thing was on the table in terms of trading him to Miami, you know, Miami Heat fans, Rocket fans got into a back and forth about what would it take to get James. And, you know, Tyler Hero struggled last year, so Rocket fans were patting themselves on the back saying, oh, you should have traded him. What do you mean? But that wasn't the deal. The Rockets wanted everything, and rightfully so. They wanted everything from the Heat. They wanted players. They wanted picks. And Miami was like, you know what? We're not going to do that. It wasn't Tyler Hero or bust. And it turns out if you could have gotten Tyler Hero, that would have been a nice piece for the future. But right now, if you're the Rockets, you have to hope the Jalen Green, the Kevin Porter Jr. thing, this final stretch of the year, you find positives and progress. And you can go, okay, that's our clear starting backcourt. You would like, at the end of the year, some clarity. Jalen Green certainly will be around. You want to hope Kevin Porter Jr. is clearly, whether it be your point guard or your swing guard, whatever you want to call him, he's your clear, that's your clear starting backcourt. And then you start to work on the other things in the draft. But you would like some clarity at those two positions to go, you know what? This year's been terrible, but we found our backcourt. Now let's find the other pieces to kind of build toward the future. Because you know what? Another 21 year next year, that would be, what, three in a row? You're getting into 100 loss Astro territory for the third consecutive year. Yeah. That happens.
Yeah. Oh, no, this is a team that's going to probably lose.
They're going to be bad next year, too.
Jalen's going to have to take a huge step if that's not going to be the case. And maybe he's got it in him. I'm not going to give up on him. Stacy says, who's winning Rookie of the Year, Cade or Green? Mobley.
Mobley's winning Rookie of the
Year. Mobley's winning Rookie of the Year. That's who's winning Rookie of the Year. And neither of those two.
Yeah. They have.
I mean, which one of those guys would you like to have going forward?
Ooh, Cade's the.
Probably Mobley.
Oh, you mean as far as all three?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have Mobley. He's the better to fit.
What about Cade or Green?
If you're going to tell me that one of those guys becomes I would always pick the guard over the big man, unless the big man is generational. Like, if Evan Mobley is a legit defensive player right now, like, if he becomes a guy who you can't play off the floor and also can give you something offensively, those are unicorns. So I would compare it to what the NBA is now. So maybe I would go with Mobley. But I always want to side with the guard. If Jalen Green's potential probably outweighs Mobley's, but Mobley is going to be a legit defender his entire career. And you can't play him off the floor defensively.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing. If you're telling me Mobley's, let's say if Mobley tops out at being, let me compare him to Bam. Bam is a guy you can't play off the floor. He can switch 1 through 5. He's a legitimate defensive player of the year candidate. Not going to win it. The narrative isn't in his favor. And he's also upped his scoring to where he's probably, by the end of his, maybe his, by the end of next year, he's probably a 20 and 10 guy, something like that. If you're telling me Evan Mobley becomes that, I might take that because the defensive aspect of his game makes me think he can shut, he'll be a guy that's a legitimate threat on both ends of the floor his entire career.
Cunningham or Green. I don't know which one.
I don't know. That's too tough.
I wasn't a big
right now.
I wasn't a big.
Yeah, you watched him a lot in college.
I wasn't a big Cunningham.
I don't know about that. That's still to be decided. But I think I love the potential for a two-way guy, and I think Mobley has shown that potential so far.
Yeah. I would probably still take Green.
Would you take Scotty Barnes over those two right now, Cunningham and Green?
Yeah. That's a Mac Jones or Trevor Lawrence question. Mac Jones was a lot better this year, but do you want
Mac Jones is in a perfect situation for him.
Right.
Trevor Lawrence was in a disaster.
Right.
Jalen Green's in a disaster right
yes.
now. So would Jalen Green be better in Cleveland? That's hard to say, because what was Cleveland until this year? They were a disaster too.
They're good this year though.
Yeah, I know, before. But yeah. They also have a legit guard in Garland.
Yeah.
And they also had Colin Sexton before he got hurt. So there wouldn't be a spot for him. In Toronto, Jalen Green, probably a better player just because of the structure and he would be playing with another big-time guard and Fred VanVleet that he wouldn't have to take on as much. So I do think your situation matters. And that was my concern. Will the Rockets be losing so much that Jalen Green develops bad habits that he never overcomes?
Not me. I mean, you just throw him into a situation, go play. And
I understand and that. There's nothing
holding you back here.
But if there's no...
Allegedly KPJ is supposed to. And listen, he's been much better since Schroeder got there. He's been better because he's got an actual point guard that gets him the ball or whatever. Whatever the case may be, he's been shooting better with Schroeder.
Okay. Understood. But... My thought was, who would be around him to teach him what it is to be an NBA player? Because there are some things you learn because veterans are around, and Rafael Stone talked about that last week about how they want to keep guys around that can teach some of these young guys how to play.
Well,
and that was my concern about Kevin Porter Jr. and Jalen Green playing together. There's not anyone there teaching them how to play the game.
No. And that's my point about Christian Wood, too. He goes to a veteran team that's winning.
Well, he's 26. He doesn't know how to play the game.
No, he was in Detroit. He was here.
But that,
where's he learned?
Granted, but his issues aren't all about learning how to play. He's allegedly a bad teammate.
Well, but they got to teach him how to be a better teammate. Hey, shut up. Shut up and play. Shut up and dribble. 8:30 ESPN 97.5.
You can't talk to players that way.
Veterans can, and they will. In Washington, they'll pull a gun on you.
Hey, that happened like almost 2 decades ago.
It still happened. It happened, though, didn't it?
You think Javaris Crittenden and Gilbert Arenas are the guys who'd be teaching Christian Wood how to play? That's who you're looking for?
Those are the last guys.
Yeah, why would you want him around those guys?
All right, 8:30 ESPN, 97.5, 92.5. My bookie. What you got? Listen, what do you want to bet on? And, oh, by the way, Bracket Madness is here, people. Look, if you're looking for a lot of fun this bracket season, of course you want to bet on the games. There's absolutely no reason to watch college basketball without having a bet on it. Are you kidding me? All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Listen, you get a chance for free. You can win a Bitcoin, a Doodle NFT. It's got a $50,000 value. $100,000 more in cash prizes. Oh, you just simply fill out multiple brackets, bet in the national championship game, or simply looking for player and game props. MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today with MyBookie. Use promo code BET975 to make your first deposit, earning a free entry into the My Bracket contest. Now, you only get one entry into that, but you can sign up for multiple brackets at MyBookie. Selections for the bracket will officially begin on March 13th and close March 17th at 12 p.m. So make sure you get your deposit in now with mybookie.ag, promo code BET975 to secure that free entry. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm looking at Russian influencers on TikTok.
They're not dead? Like, Putin hasn't pushed them out? I mean, they haven't jumped out of a window?
No. They're defending the invasion.
Ah, well, okay. That's why they're allowed to.
That's why they're allowed to live. They're defending the invasion, but they're giving the same exact... It's like, a dozen of them. So they're giving the same exact propaganda speech as each other.
So with their pizza,
there's some of them that you might want to follow.
Oh, God, no. He can't avoid it. If you don't get John's lack of subtlety, or you do, and he's talking about them being attractive, some of the women. So they get food.
We just still watch them since they're attractive, even though they are Russian and they're propagandists?
I guess. I mean, they're getting a script and maybe a gun to their head. I don't know.
Or maybe they believe this.
Yeah, maybe they believe it. Yeah,
maybe they have.
But it is interesting.
I mean, everybody loves Ukraine now. Where was everybody like 2 months ago?
Not thinking about the Ukraine.
Not thinking about the Ukraine.
There's a thread of Ukrainian farmers. Or somebody tweeted out a video of two Ukrainian farmers and two tractors pulling, instead of 25 million tank, with missiles and everything. And then it turned into a thread of just Ukrainian people taking Russian military vehicles and tanks.
Yes.
It was awesome.
Yeah. When she was driving around the tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. It was.
Do the Russian TikTokers, influencers realize that we all can see, not all of us, but people on TikTok can see that they're all saying the same thing? That didn't cross their mind. They're like, yeah, we got a script from the Russian government, and everyone's going to know we all got the same script, so they're not going to take what we're saying seriously?
I don't know. That's not how propaganda works.
I know. Okay? But you don't think the people who are following them on TikTok will see? Because they're probably following others like them and go, why are you saying the exact same thing as this person?
Yeah. Do you feel like there's some Russian models on OnlyFans that are feeling persecuted? Because
what's OnlyFans?
OnlyFans is a site where they...
Never heard of it.
You never heard of OnlyFans?
No. Can you explain it to me?
I've never been on it, but as I understand it,
okay,
there's people doing stuff on there.
What is stuff?
You know stuff. You know stuff that other people like to watch.
Like basketball.
Well, it's different. It's a little different than basketball. I mean,
balls are probably involved, sure.
Well, see there. That was subtle.
No.
There's a sledgehammer.
It was my hammer. Maybe even a Russian sickle.
So do you feel like that they're unfairly persecuted?
How are they being persecuted? Did they get knocked off
the
OnlyFans?
My first question is, what do they look like?
That's a shallow question.
Yeah.
My question is more. I need more information. How are they being persecuted?
Because people aren't buying. They're not buying their OnlyFans subscription anymore because they're Russian.
Maybe it's due to a lack of creativity. Like if you're doing the same thing over and over again, maybe.
Well, I think there's a trend here, and it's happened ever since. And people have said, well, "I'm not following you anymore because of this."
Oh, they've come out and said.
But why are they getting blamed for Putin, for the evil of Putin?
I think people expect the OnlyFans, let's say performers,
yes,
to speak out, and maybe, I don't know, what are they supposed to do to him?
Well, you think that they could change Putin's mind? Oh, yeah, this OnlyFans model doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Let me change everything I'm doing here.
The likely scenario is that OnlyFans model's family might disappear if they said anything. Like, Ovechkin's caught heat for not completely coming out and destroying.
Right. Dominic Hasek wants every Russian off the ice.
Yeah, Czech Republic, Dominic Hasek. I know one of your guys. Your home country now.
Yep.
Someone brought out or pointed out pretty correctly that, excuse me, do you know what might happen to Ovechkin's family if he said anything? Yeah. Like, we live in a country where we can say things and the worst that can happen is someone might not like what we say.
Yeah.
He's a prominent figure in Russia. If he said something, you don't know what would happen to his family.
Right.
I don't know if he's operating.
That is true. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if he's operating in fear. He may not be, but I think a Russian athlete speaking out against the regime is a lot different than, as you call her, Rapinoe, speaking out against something here. It's
no,
different.
No, you can speak out it's here different. All you want.
It's different. I don't. You might say be brave, but he's not just talking for himself. He might be speaking for plenty of Ovechkins in Russia who aren't, you know, in Washington watching him play hockey and might have to deal with something if he says something. Right. There's a lot to consider.
There is a lot to consider. Like, look at Mr. Freedom.
Oh, Enos Kanter?
Yeah.
Enos Freedom, whatever his name is.
Enos Freedom.
Yeah.
I mean, look what he had to go through. I mean, he'd be shot as soon as he got back.
So it's not he is not some guy from Pennsylvania who can take his shots at whether it be Biden now or Trump before.
Does it make you a bad person if you do stuff, if you watch these OnlyFans models still and
do stuff? It doesn't make you a bad person.
It doesn't make you a bad person?
I mean, you clearly hate the Ukraine if you do it, but you're not a, I don't know if that makes you a bad person.
Probably makes you a bad person.
Well, that's up for you to decide. I don't judge people what they do on OnlyFans because I'm not even sure what you would do when you watch OnlyFans. You haven't really explained
I don't know. I've never been on it.
You haven't really explained to me what it is.
From what I don't know. What do people do when they watch?
And I didn't know it was part of our group chat. You could have used better language, sir.
Yeah.
I don't want you to ever write that again, honestly. I'm reading this. Don't ever write that again. Awful.
841 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The big defensive ends are up at the podiums now, talking to the media and getting all kinds of. Aiden Hutchinson.
Are you excited?
We have to figure. Aiden Hutchinson, what do you think about being first or second?
How do you think he would answer that?
There is zero chance that he gets past Detroit at two.
Of course not. They're taking their guy.
It's their guy.
Yeah.
I mean, there is zero chance that he gets past Detroit at two. So, I mean, all this talk about, if Hutchinson is there and Neal is there, now, what? No. First of all, Neal and Hutchinson won't be. You know who's going to be there is Thibodeau. That's the question you have to ask yourself.
Your Deion Jordan?
What did I tell you about that one?
That's the other thing I hate that you were right about.
He was terrible.
Yeah. He was still in the league in 2020 playing for the 49ers.
Fourth overall pick?
He was third. The Dolphins, of course, traded up for him. Disaster.
And he was a disaster. Yeah. But he had all those signs. I don't understand. The Dolphins obviously didn't.
All those traits.
He had all those traits. And then he's got those Kayvon Thibodeau traits, actually.
That's what I said. Your tip, the Texans Deion Jordan.
That is going to be.
Third pick overall, just like Deion Jordan.
843 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Yeah, I don't want Thibodeau. You know what? Take Kyle Hamilton and let's go. Look at
Kenny Pickett
actually ran with the football and didn't drop
it. You got a center. Take Kenny Pickett. Take his quarterback. You got the center, Jimmy Morrissey.
He actually ran with the football and didn't drop it.
Yeah, but he had it tucked in under his armpit. If he was holding it out, it would immediately fall out of his hands. He's got tiny hands.
Yeah, he's got little baby tiny hands.
Look at Sam.
For those who didn't hear, Kenny Pickett's hands measured at 8.5. Well, not 8.5, 8.5, which is bad.
Look at Walmart Baker Mayfield, Sam Howell out there.
Mm-hmm.
He's great value, Baker Mayfield.
Let's talk right now about my peeps over at Champion Energy. Alex Bregman, okay? You want to talk about a hero. Alex Bregman. I hate to throw the H word around. But
hero, even.
He's heroic. That's right. Do you have blonde hair like he does? No.
No. Okay.
All right. So I saw him in the airport, actually. He had the mask on. I was like, there's little blonde Alex Bregman walking
by.
Did
you say hello?
I said, hey, how about Champion Energy, brother? And he was like, yeah.
You threw up the black power sign?
Black power. A Champion Energy power. It's a Champion Energy.
Champion
I said
power.
Left hand. I did a left hand.
Oh, it's left. Champion power.
Champion power. And right hand is black power.
Did you kneel? Did you bend your head or did you?
No, I just went black power, brother. I mean, no. Champion power, brother. blonde power, brother.
Mm.
But actually, I did. I saw him in the airport and I left him alone. But I did want to mention to him how enthused I am about him and Champion Energy. And if you're somebody that wants to get your electricity at a better price, what? That's right. It's Champion Energy. All you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
The godfather of Houston sports radio. The preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 8:48 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Recapping, for those of you maybe just joining us, just waking up or whatever, the Combine, there was a lot of, I don't know, misinformation going on, or it just... inaccuracies going out originally with 40 times. there was originally thought that they had broken the 40 time that had been broken by the wide receiver out of Baylor, Tyquan Thornton. They thought he ran a 4.21, but the official time came in at 4.28. Chris Olave came in at 4.26 originally, and then it was changed to 4.39, which is a big difference. A big difference. Malik Willis is receiving rave reviews. One of the reviews was there's a guy who videotaped him. He says he was eating lunch at a counter and he saw Malik Willis across the street opening up his suitcase and handing some clothing to a homeless guy on the street. A lot of people have since said, oh, how convenient that the camera was right there.
Was a planned thing by Malik Willis?
If it moves you up about six or seven spots in the draft.
The NFL is going to move you up because you give a homeless guy some clothing?
Are you a nice guy or you're not a nice guy?
Are you a killer on the field is what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Oh, you would rather have a killer than a nice guy. Obviously, you're not going to be part of the Texans organization. Oh,
that's a shame, really.
Yeah. No, they don't want you. They don't want your type.
What type is that?
A killer, as opposed to a
nice
guy who gives his clothes, takes the clothes out of his suitcase and gives it to a homeless guy.
He's a real nice guy.
That's the kind of
guy.
He's
a real
nice
guy who's taking the clothes off his back. He's like, what crap in here that I don't want anymore? And he gave it to the homeless guy. A real nice guy, from what I remember, takes the clothes off his back and gives it to the homeless guy.
You wouldn't have it in your suitcase unless you wanted it. You don't carry around stuff that you don't want in a suitcase, okay? Yeah. So that was...
If you say so.
I don't want the stinky clothes off your back either.
No.
Give me something clean out of your suitcase. Thanks.
No. He's not a real nice guy. The clothes off your back. That's what I hear all the time. I would give you the clothes off my back. Why do I want those? They're dirty.
Speaking of which, did you see the Wheel of Fortune guy who didn't know a feather in your cap?
No.
You missed that?
Yes.
And he works for a school, and he just passed on. It was a big stink.
Any information about someone who works at a school, I'm going to expect them to do something stupid because almost every day you have a News of the Weird story where some teacher decides to reenact slavery by having the white kids be the owners and the black kids be the slaves. I'm like, anything that comes out of a school, I'm not going to be like, oh, that's surprising.
Well, the latest one this week was the teacher who's been suspended because she used a picture of Osama bin Laden to describe the Prophet Muhammad.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that was just a little inaccurate. She was just off by a hair.
A bit.
Just a bit.
So, what we've learned is just because you work at a school doesn't mean you're that bright.
No, you're not that bright. Not that bright. Kevin Durant had 31 last night.
Took that L, though.
That taste, Kevin Durant. Man, that team. Okay, Ben Simmons' back is still hurt, okay? Hasn't played since the trade. Kyrie Irving, it can't be dumber. The NFL has given up on all protocols.
Yeah, it's out. It's out. Over.
There's no more protocols. That was one of the stories yesterday.
And this was a league who was trying to turn the combine into a bubble, and 2 weeks later, all the protocols are done.
New York City won't let you work in the city if you live there unless you're vaccinated.
Correct.
But they'll let visiting players come in and play. Well, they'll actually let you in the building to watch the game.
Correct.
But if you play for the Nets or the Knicks, you can't play unless you're vaccinated.
Well, you might not know this, but the mayor of New York is a Cavs fan, and he didn't like how Kyrie left. So that's why he's treating Kyrie this way.
That's not true.
No, it's not true.
It's not true.
It's not true at all.
He's a huge Nets fan.
I know.
Yeah. And he's like, I'd love to do it, but what about visiting players can play? Can this be dumber?
I'm glad it's happening because it means the Nets have to deal with part-time Kyrie, and I think it's funny. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, but I think it's funny. Look, for all the COVID stuff, and I understand people are upset, doesn't make sense. Why do I have to wear a mask when I enter the restaurant, but I can take it off and eat? Get it. I get it. It doesn't make any sense. But this is funny that Kyrie can't play home games, but he can watch the games from the bench. How can you not laugh at that?
No. Listen, Kyrie, the situation's
wild. And who cares? Look, honestly, who cares if Kyrie plays?
What has he played? 15 games?
Is anyone upset if Kyrie doesn't get to play home games? Is it other than Nets fans who just started being Nets fans 2.5 years ago? Is anyone really upset that Kyrie can't play home games?
Okay. Who will go further in the playoffs, the Lakers or the Nets?
The Lakers may not make it out of the play-in.
The Nets are
in the play-in situation right now, too. The Nets have Kevin Durant, so I'm going to take the Nets.
I'm going to take the Nets, too. Just Kevin Durant is enough to get them out of the play-in. I'm not sure. You're right. I'm not sure that the Lakers get out of the play-in.
No, because the Clippers have owned them, and that might be a matchup. And they might be at a point where they have to win two games to get out of the play-in. Because they're a 9 seed right now. They lost the season series to the Clippers. The Clippers are, I think, about 4.5 games ahead of them. The Lakers are a 9 seed. They're going to have to win twice.
Look at the difference in our thoughts about this, about COVID now. The NFL has just said, we don't care anymore. We just don't care anymore. It's over. Russia has invaded the Ukraine.
I don't think that COVID's was part of the reasoning.
No, COVID's over now.
Yes, but I don't think the Russian invasion is part of the reasoning.
I think it is. As soon as the news cycle, as soon as no one cares. If Russia hadn't invaded, the media would be all over the NFL right now if it wasn't for Russia invading Ukraine.
I think that even the media is tired of talking about it in sports. Maybe as a political football thing, it becomes something. But as far as, does anyone care what leagues do now?
Can I tell you what a pain in the ass it was to travel to other countries because of the COVID, all the difference that we had to...
The Czech Republic cares?
No, the U.S. cares, and Germany cares. The Czech Republic... So, you have to show your... But Germany is still like...
Locked
Germany.
Oh, what does that mean?
They're still like that?
Okay.
Okay. There's... I'm telling you.
There's militant is what you're saying?
So, passport, COVID test, vaccines, okay. We got to Czech Republic. We got in about 6:30 or so. There was no customs at all. You just got your luggage and left. I was like, hey.
Is it because you came in from Germany? Is that an EU?
Well, you're still in another country.
Is that an EU thing? But you're not part of the EU, but isn't it? I thought they had pretty much open borders in the EU. I'm asking.
No. When we got to Germany from the Czech Republic, had to go through customs again.
Okay.
Oh yeah. All of that. No question. It was like, this is my peeps though, my Czech Republic peeps.
They're not
your
peeps.
I was like, all about it.
What was your favorite Czech dish? Like something native to Czech.
Tradelnik. It's not even close.
What is that?
It's like this bread or pretzel that doesn't taste like a pretzel, but it's got that same texture where you can rip it. It's right like bread. They heat it up. They put cinnamon or pistachio over it, and then you fill it with ice cream.
Mm. You're not a sweets guy.
No. I love ice cream.
Yeah.
But this, I got the pistachio on it, not the cinnamon. But that looked delicious as well. The best thing ever. And so I'm going to make a bajillion dollars selling them here. Opening up Tradelnik stands.
Good luck. Can you?
Yeah.
Good luck getting people to pronounce it.
Tradelnik.
Neek.
Yeah, Tradelnik.
Is there like some little weird thing above one of the letters, like an accent?
I'm not going to put that in.
No?
No.
Okay.
I'm not putting that in. But it's like three, T-R-D-L. It's going to be hard for us.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult.
There's no vowels.
Good luck getting that pronounced.
It's T-R-D-L.
We have issues.
N-I-K.
We have different ways to pronounce caramel here. Caramel. You think Tradelnik is going to be a thing?
Tradelnik, yeah.
Hold up. On its Wikipedia,
it's Hungarian.
Line, it says Tradelnik is a kind of spit cake. What is a spit cake?
I don't know. You don't spit on it. Nobody spits on it. I don't know.
The only thing you spit on is spit.
Oh, it's on a spit. That's why.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on a spit. It goes around on this. Can't explain it, but it does. That's how they heat it up.
It looks like an ice cream cone.
Yes,
in one of the
but it's made of like bread and pretzel.
It does look good.
Looking at it right now, kind of.
Yeah, no, it's excellent.
But it's
and
not.
Well, why I don't have 30 Tradelnik stands opened already is only because I'm lazy.
Or you just got back a week and a half ago.
Or I'm lazy.
How long?
I'm never. It'll be 6 years from now, and I still won't have any.
When have you ever tried to open a restaurant? There's no chance you're going to do this.
Oh, I'd open a restaurant.
Do you have the backing?
Sugo.
You know a lot
He's
of
gonna open Sugo. Yeah, you don't remember that?
When are you going to do that?
Yeah. I don't know.
You know restaurant.
Sugo and Tradelnik.
I'm tired right now.
Why don't
that sounds like a law firm.
I got to go hit balls today.
You're tired, but you're going to hit balls today. Why don't you? You have plenty of restaurant guys that you know. Why don't you get them to bring your Sugo into the restaurant, see how it goes? Then you can branch out. Do that.
No, I'm not making them money on my Sugo. F them. I don't care if they're friends. Jerks. I'm not going to make money on my Sugo.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out a path.
Nope.
Food truck? A Sugo food truck?
Nick even said, man, I'd back a restaurant for this. I would
then
back your...
Then what's the issue?
I don't know. I'm just lazy.
You're lazy. That's the issue.
That's it. This from you.
What do you mean, this from you?
You.
What do you mean?
Of all people. Kettle.
How does that correspond? I'm here helping you out. What are you talking about?
That is true. You did get up today, that's for sure. It's the 859 ESPN, 97.5 at 92.5, 7378. It's pretty much a holiday show. What do you want to talk about? You're more than welcome. You can tweet it at John Granato, at Delvey2, at Tyler Drew Scott, or you can call the show. What the hell? Or, call 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.